Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, thank you, Ted Williams, man with the golden voice. Here we are, Monday, June the 8th, 2020, 6-8-2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And I did want to mention we were talking about fishing in hour number one because of the fishing trip that I took this past weekend. Now, here's one thing I forgot to mention. I do have the sunburn. Okay, what is the difference between suntan and sunburn? I get the obvious that a sunburn hurts. I guess a suntan doesn't hurt. It's because you're using suntan lotion. I don't know. Suntan versus sunburn. Does anybody know the difference? And I think we got the definition of lake versus pond earlier on. But if anybody has any derivations on lake versus pond, let me know. 740-383-9944. Okay, here is one of the mishaps. I don't want to make out the fishing trip to be perfect because there were mishaps. Now, one of the mishaps was this, and I thought I about lost my foot on this one. In this little, like, beach area, there were some rocks, and they were kind of jagged rocks. We're going to take this call. Maybe this is the answer to what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Oh, fantastic. I'm also your station scientist, station wisecracker.
Oh, here we go.
Station wordsmith and a few other things, and you ask a science question, and I will deliver the answer.
All right.
It's really pretty simple. As you know, I'm addicted to sunscreen, and it's a good addiction. And I believe, especially if you're a light-complected white person like I am, and you are also, you should also have an addiction to that, as the sun, even in small quantities, really is not good for you, and in high quantities can be very bad for you and possibly cause cancer. But a suntan is just where there's been a mild effect of the sun on your skin, and it looks a little darker. Again, your complexion, your body chemistry will affect that. Since you're like me, you're fairly pale, you're likely to tan fairly easily. And then a burn is where it's become an obvious discoloration. A dark red is common. You might get blistering. It'll hurt. It'll hurt when you take a shower, or hurt when you touch it. And it won't have that kind of attractive appearance that a tan might. And that's something you should avoid. And so, as I said, just put on sunscreen. What I recommend, Scott, is the spray-on kind, because it's easy. It goes on like deodorant. You just spray it on your body. I keep it in the car, and if I'm going to be out, I spray it on regularly. It's not expensive. You can get it at Kroger, Sam's Club, Costco, Target, all those good places. So that's the main difference. If and again, your body chemistry affects it, but if it's painful to the touch, to rub it, you know, the shower definitely, because you feel the water coming on and the higher temperature and the soap, then it's definitely a burn, and that's something you want to avoid.
And, well, I definitely think I ended up in the sunburn area, but how do you know how long how long to stay out for a tan and how long to stay out for a burn?
It depends upon your body chemistry. I don't think in the last 30 years I have gone outside without some kind of sunscreen on. I mean, since I've been an adult, and I'm just obsessed with it, but I think it's important. And it depends upon your body chemistry. In my case, you know, I'm fairly pale. Eastern European ancestry, and that is a recipe for, as I see it, needing to protect yourself from the rays. And some people also don't realize this. The sun's actually closer, and this is important too, the sun's actually closer to the earth during the winter. It's just that the light is filtered more, and that's a lot of why it's, of course, there's also less sunlight. That's why it's colder in the winter. Also, if it's hazy or cloudy, you still need to wear sunscreen because those rays will still peek through. And one of the biggest things, Scott, you know, Marion kind of on the border of a ski country, you know, we've got the ski area in Mansfield and up by Dayton. If you ski or you do an outdoor sport in the sun and in the snow, the sun reflects on the snow, and that can be a really painful and dangerous sun exposure. So if you ski and any exposed part of the body, it does need to be protected. If you're out walking, we get those in January a lot. It's 30 outside. It's cold, but there's snow and the sun reflects on the snow. You can get quite a bit of exposure there. So it's not just the summer, but this time of the year when we have large amounts of daylight, twilight at 5:30, it's light until 9:30 at night or later. You have most waking hours where you need to be protected. But if you're going, be out more than 10, 15 minutes, especially in the middle of the day, then I would suggest the spray on sunscreen. I put it on my face. You know, people joke about it with me, but that's fine. It's part of me. Wear a wide brimmed hat, kind of like a fishing hat. That's a good idea also. It's kind of a bit of a giggle, but if you're a man or a woman and you're losing some hair, the crown part of the head can also get exposed. So pretty much any part of the body where there's skin. And of course, wear sunglasses, because that also can do unfortunate things to the eyes. Also easier to see if there's no glare. So those are some of my tips, some of the things that I do. But basically, Scott, if it's painful for the touch, if it's painful when you shower, then you definitely got too much exposure.
Well, I think the 2 days did it. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, so, you know, I know you and your alternate career of grocery bagging, one of my inside jokes. Next time you do some grocery bagging, put some of that spray-on sunscreen in the bag. Kroger has good prices on it.
I'll have to do that. Thank you, Adam.
No problem, Scott. Well, a pleasure as always. And maybe we'll see you on Wednesday for the big extravaganza.
I would think so. Sounds good, Adam. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
13 days away from summer, so there you go. We're talking about the big anniversary party coming up Wednesday night. Now, I was talking about losing my foot during this fishing experience. Now, in this little, like, beach area that I was in on Saturday, there were some rocks. Now, some of the rocks were a little more jagged than others. Now, this could have been... Well, this was my mistake, because I did wear flip-flops. Because what are you going to wear to a fishing and... Well, I guess you could step on a hook. You might want to wear regular shoes. But I did wear flip-flops. It was a hot day. And I thought, why not wear flip-flops? So I did. And somewhere along the line, I don't even know where it was. Because honestly, I didn't even feel doing it. So it must not have been a hard scrape or a hard bump or anything like that. But I hit, like, my ankle. Like, just beyond... Well, maybe it's not right on the ankle. I think I would have felt that. But just a little ways behind the ankle, I scraped on one of these jagged rocks. Now, it's okay today. I mean, it's red. It's feels funny when you touch it. But I did wear regular shoes yesterday. I had socks and shoes on yesterday, and it didn't bother it or anything like that. So I don't think I have tetanus. I don't think I'm going to lose my leg or my foot at this point. But, you know, it was funny because when I got home on Saturday night, I still had not realized that I had done it. And I was getting ready to go to bed on Saturday night, and I looked down, and I saw this big, dark red blotch on my ankle. And I thought, what in the world is that? Because I never felt the cut at all. And when I touched it, it was definitely where the skin had been pulled off and a little bit had been exposed. So I don't know. Somehow I hit a jagged rock and caused all kinds of problems. Now, is it okay, in your opinion, to wear flip-flops to the fishing hole? See, I don't know. Maybe I should have worn regular shoes, like tennis shoes or something. I know a lot of people are paranoid of getting hooks in their feet or... dropping something on their feet or getting something in the water. But see, I'm one of those people who likes to take off the shoes that you're wearing, whether they are flip-flops or socks and shoes, and dip your feet in the water. Now, I don't think when I was dipping my feet in the water that this injury had occurred yet, because I think that probably would have burned or something. But that was my near-fatal experience fishing this past weekend, was the cut on the ankle. So you have to watch that. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open if you have any questions or comments you want to weigh in with. 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. And do want to remind you that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp is coming up at 10:10 a.m. this morning. And then we will have Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today and the Mike Wilson Show at 5:10. Don't miss any of that programming here on WWGH Radio. And I do want to remind you that from now on, we are rerunning episodes of the Charlie Evers Show on this station every day at 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 p.m. 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., 7:10 p.m. So either 7 in your day, 7 a.m. or 7 p.m., you can hear Charlie, and then at 1:10 in the afternoon, a classic Charlie episode from the archives here at WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott, I got one word for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Solar cane.
What was that?
Solar cane.
Solar cane. What is solar cane?
That is heaven in a bottle. That's what that is for anybody with a sunburn. I'm very fair-skinned, and I get burned all the time, and that's the only thing that is going to alleviate the pain. It actually has, like, a light topical analgesic in it. Anything with cane, that's like a pain reliever. And that solar cane, you can get it at any pharmacy. It takes the hurt and the sting and the burn out, like, right now.
Really? Solar cane?
Yeah, and I mean, it's tried and true. That's the first thing I go to for for a sunburn.
Now, is this an expensive product, or does it last a long time?
Well, depending on how bad you're hurting. I even get blisters sometimes when I get burnt. So you'll do anything. When you can't even sleep because you get a sunburn so bad, you'll do anything to put that fire out.
Now, you know, I don't think I'm trying to remember, but I don't think I've ever gotten blisters. I'm just trying to figure out why Saturday, and even yesterday morning when I woke up, I did not feel bad at all. But after being out in the sun again yesterday, which I was less in the sun yesterday, why this morning it was such a thing?
Well, I don't know, but if you get the hurt too bad, go get you a can of that solar cane.
Solar cane, and it's sold at most stores. Yeah, I can get that at most stores.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing that works pretty good, but nothing can top solar cane, is get that clear, not that nasty green sticky stuff, but the clear aloe gel, and put that in the fridge and get it cold. But that's only going to be a temporary thing. Once, like, the coolness wears off, then you're back to hurting again. But that solar cane, I'm telling you, it's a miracle in a can is what that is.
Well, I'll have to look into it, because if this does not ease up as the day goes, like I said, I'm not in pain right now, but boy, like putting soap on my face this morning, getting in the shower, washing my hair, because obviously the soap and the water runs down your neck, that, and trying to shave this morning, that was no pleasant experience. I about rubbed that whole styptic pen just all over my face, even though there was no blood. I thought, well, maybe this will help.
Well, I'm telling you, and if you don't try it this time, you know there's going to be another burn somewhere. Solar cane. Just another.
Solar cane. And it's sold with, like, sunscreens and things like that?
I don't exactly know that it's by the sunscreen and stuff. It may be, but if you, just mosey on up to the counter and ask, they'll point you in the right direction.
Well, that's enough. I'll have to look for that. Well, thank you.
And when you're at home and you have that moment and the burn goes away, thank your good buddy, Sarah
Burgraff. I will thank you. Thank you.
Toodle.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Solar cane. How about that? Now, see, there's a medical tip. We serve all kinds of things here in the morning. 30 minutes past the hour. If you have anything you'd like to add or say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The old solar cane to get the pain out of a sunburn. Now, as I say, right now it doesn't hurt really at all. I have a short sleeve shirt on. I have a it's a collar shirt, but it's a short sleeve shirt, so it's really not making the problem any worse than it was this morning. It was just the act of shaving, putting soap on my face, washing my hair this morning, being in the shower. That's where all the problem was caused. Although my foot didn't hurt. So you've got to take the sunshine wherever you can take it from these fishing experiences this past week. And as I say again, the Charlie Evers Show from our 3,000-hour archive now airs every day, 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 p.m. So don't miss that. Now, what else did I want to talk about here today? What other things can we get in? Oh, here's something interesting. Now, was it Friday? I think it was Friday. I must have been in a cleaning mood last week, because as I told you last week, I cleaned out the refrigerator here at the station, which really needed to be done because of that 7-8-month-old pumpkin pie that was causing all the problems odor-wise. But I also last week decided I was just going to straighten up a little bit here in the office. You know, we had tapes laying around and we had papers laying around. So I just went and kind of tidied everything up a little bit. Well, it's interesting because I was tidying up a particular area here in the office over by one of our monitors, and I found a hair tie. Now, this is very strange because we do not have a whole lot of women who do shows here. A matter of fact, I think right now the only woman, and I don't want to say this incorrectly, that does a show here is Linda Sims. And I've never seen Linda with a hair tie. So there's this blue hair tie here at the radio station that was behind the monitor over here. And I'm thinking, where in the world did this blue hair tie come from? Now, what's odd about it to me is, I'm not saying a guest could not come in with a hair tie and throw it down, but how it would end up where it ended up is what I can't figure out. Because the guests usually come in and they sit at the guest table over there, and if they were going to leave a hair tie, I imagine that's where it would end up. But this, like, aqua green hair tie ended up somewhere over behind one of the monitors over here. So, if anybody's lost a hair tie, it's one of those little nylon hair ties, too. One of the more expensive hair ties. I don't know how it ended up here. I don't know why it's here. I don't know where it came from. I'm almost positive it is not Linda Sims' hair tie. So, where that came from, I have no idea. I just thought that was an odd little thing to find in the process of cleaning up the studio. Now, we're kind of back to away here in our big sixth anniversary party on Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Party / on-air special. So you'll be able to tune the radio in on Wednesday night and listen to this thing, 7:10 to 9 p.m. Now, as I say, I think we've got everybody invited. But here we are on Monday, and I'm thinking, if we don't get the people invited today, they might not be able to come. So is there anybody I have left off the guest list, in your opinion? Now, as I say, the people who I know will be here at this point, the confirmations I have gotten back are from Mary Ellen Withrow, Jeff Ruth, Adam Lepp, Mike Wilson, Linda Sims, Pastor Whitaker, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Nate Redman, Glenn Coble, myself. So who is there anybody I have forgotten in this soiree of people for Wednesday night? If there's anybody I've forgotten, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Big 6-year anniversary party coming up on Wednesday night, 7:10 to 9 p.m. on this station. Who might I have forgotten? Because those are the 13 at this particular point that I've got on the list. Now, I do want to remind everybody that every year at the anniversary and the Christmas party, we normally have the music of the Leshefsky family. Great family, great music. They always do a great job. But because of the COVID coronavirus pandemic going on right now, and because a lot of the Leshefskys being children, obviously, the family's made up of children, we will not be having them at the anniversary party. Now, we spoke to Mrs. Leshefsky, but just, you know, at this point, everybody wants to be a little more precautious and a little safer, and we certainly understand that. So I'm sure we will have them back at Christmas time for the next Christmas party. See, the COVID and the coronavirus throws everything off a little bit, but the Leshefskys will be back at Christmas time, and maybe even sometime before then. You never know. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, we don't want to put anybody in harm's way. Also, we'll have some older people here tonight that night at the studio Wednesday night, and you might not want to mix the younger kids with the older people and so on and so forth. So that's how that's going to go. Plus, the more people you have in here, the more problem there's going to be. Now, I'm thinking, because it's 10 people to a room. Now, we've got 2 rooms, so I'm thinking we can fit 20 people. Now, by my count, we're at 13 right now, and we're 2 days away. And apparently, there's nobody I've left off the list. So if we grow to like 14, 15, 16, yeah, up to 20, we're fine. But is there anybody I've left off the list? If there's anybody I've left off the list or you would like to hear Wednesday night at the big 6-year anniversary party special on air, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, okay, what have we talked about? We've talked about the hair tie. We've talked about Charlie's shows being on the station. We've talked about the anniversary. We've talked about the fishing and the drive-in. What is left to talk about on this Monday morning? Did anybody do anything interesting this weekend? You know, I'll tell you something. There were a lot of bonfires going on this past weekend. I could smell. Saturday night, when I got home, I could smell the bonfires just about every neighborhood I passed through. You could just smell, even in my own neighborhood, that bonfires were going on. And also on Saturday, yeah, it would have been Saturday night, there were some fireworks being lit off. And apparently they were being lit off in a lot of areas in Marion, because I heard some people complaining on Facebook about the firework activity on Saturday night. Now, what is the clarification on rule on this? Because I talked about this with somebody last week here on the station. Now, what is the rule on fireworks? Now, are you allowed to buy them in Ohio, or you've got to buy them in a different state, or you've got to have the proper person to... I think I was talking to Glenn about this, a matter of fact. You've got to have somebody with a pyrotechnics degree to fire those off. What is the rule on that? I mean, if you go out and buy fireworks and light them off in your neighborhood, which a lot of people were doing this past weekend, is that illegal? Is it illegal within the city limits? Is it illegal in the county? Is it illegal in both? Does anybody know the rules on fireworks? Because clearly they sell things in the stores. I know for a long time they didn't, but they sell them in the stores now. And is it a certain type of fireworks that you can't buy in the stores? I don't really know. Or did a lot of people like I did? Did you see all the bonfires? Did you see all the firework activity this past weekend? Maybe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Did anybody see all of that as well? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour. I don't know the rules on that, because I've never really been involved in that. When I've watched the fireworks, I've always just went somewhere and watched them. I've never tried to set them off myself, or really tried to buy them in the store that I'm ever aware of. I don't ever remember buying fireworks in the store. So I don't know. Is there an age thing on that? Do certain people have to buy them? Do you have to buy certain kinds in different states? I was curious last week, who is the pyrotechnic person in Marion, or who do they call to set off the fireworks at the Coliseum every year, the grandstand? And will they still be setting off the fireworks this year, even though there's not a fair going on? Will they still be setting off the fireworks so people around can see them? Because I know tons of people who never went to the fair who would sit over in the grocery store parking lot over there. What is it, King Saver? The people in Fair Park could see them from their backyard. You would have people, and in their front yard in some cases, you would have people line Fairground Street, up, down, left, right, and sideways, people over on Main Street. It really, there was not really an invisible point in Marion to see the fireworks. Even out by Meyer, where I live, you could still see them. You couldn't see them perfectly, but you certainly could still see them. So, are there going to be any kind of fireworks display this year in the city of Marion? Now, I understand you can't bring in a crowd to do it, although I'm not sure if you can bring in a crowd or not anymore by July the 4th. You know, we've got the zoos opening up this week, and by the time we get to July 4th, the amusement parks, I think, are going to be open again. So, I don't know. You know, now I'm thinking about this whole thing, and I'm thinking, now wait a second, the fair's canceled. Now the fair would not have been till the first week of July, and the popcorn festival has now canceled. That would not have been till the first week of September, but this week we're going to see the zoos open back up. We're going to see that next week, I believe, the amusement parks, or a couple weeks, the amusement parks will all open back up. So what are the rules now? I mean, can you get close to each other if you did have a fireworks show? Would that be bad now? Would that just be a no-brainer? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are all of the rules on that? I think it's becoming a little confusing. I'm not sure how exactly that's working now. Because I don't know how there's going to be social distancing at the zoo. You know, I've been to the zoo, and the zoo's a big kid thing. Not that adults don't go to the zoo, but I would think it'd be very, extremely, terribly hard to enforce social distancing at the zoo, kind of like at water parks and aquatic centers and so on and so forth. You know, I've heard that water parks are opening back up as well. Now, is that Zumbezi Bay? Have we heard from Zumbezi Bay? Are they going to open back up? I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? Is this going to be a good thing? Is this going to be a bad thing? What do you think is going to happen? We've had all of these places closed for so long now. I just can't see people, certainly at places like Zumbezi Bay or even Cedar Point. Because I'll tell you something about these masks. Now, if you feel comfortable wearing them, that's good. If it's helping you, that's good. But the warmer it gets, the more difficult it becomes to wear these masks. And you can really become miserable. I knew somebody who here recently, because he was wearing a mask and did not want to take it off, when the heat rose, he fainted. And thank goodness he fainted in a place where he didn't crack his head open or anything like that, but he certainly did faint. So I don't know how this is all going to work. And we're not even in the hugely hot period yet. We're not even in summer yet. We've still got 13 days until summer. So does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. Certainly an interesting topic. Go ahead, caller.
Now, Scott, this is just my opinion.
All right.
On this. Okay, I don't want anybody to take it out of content or anything, but I think Mr. DeWine has dropped the ball on this. I believe he waited too long for this to happen, and, you know, it's going to even put more pressure on the economy right now, because being all these places are ain't allowed to have this and allowed that, they're going to have to make up the money somewhere else. Where do you think that's going to come from? It's going to come from higher taxes, and they're going to run, and they're going to holler, and they're going to cry that they didn't have this money, so they're going to come back to the voter, and we're going to have a big fat levy on the you know, ballot and stuff.
Well, I just don't understand, because I saw that water parks are on the list now, that zoos are on the list, and even amusement parks are now on the list. And I don't know how you would ever keep social distancing there. And I also don't know how, in the heat at these outdoor places like the zoo, the Zumbezi Bay, Cedar Point, places like that, how are people going to wear masks? I would think if you got on a roller coaster and it's an 85-degree day, you could get sick wearing that mask.
Not only that, you know, you're already waiting in line, you know, when there's no restrictions and stuff. Can you imagine the wait time to get on that ride? It'd be insane, because, yeah, it's a logistical nightmare.
Well, I think opening things is one thing, but the rules, and I know these places have to, much like the Aquatic Center here in Marion was going to have to face, even though they're not opening, you could only have so many, the occupancy number had to be at a certain amount, that in the water, even you had to be 6 feet apart from certain people, that you had to have all this extra crew hired to clean certain areas constantly. I don't know if that can be done.
You know, seriously, how are they going to police all that? I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, unless you put somebody in, you know, there at the head of the line, you're not going to be able to police all that. And it's just, you know, a logistical night. Can you imagine the people they're going to have to hire, the extra people, and they're going to have to hire, profit margin's going to hit the fan real quick.
Well, you know, I just think a lot of people have been cooped up for almost 3 months now, and I think that they believe that it's over. They didn't get sick in the period that this was all going on. And I don't know, when people start rushing back to these places, I don't know what's going to happen. I just pray that these people do not get sick, because most of these activities, like the zoo and like Zumbezi Bay and like Cedar Point and Kings Island, those are kid-oriented places.
Then again, we're going to find out real quick there what the yin-yang is about this with all these protests and stuff, and then we'll find out how, you know, if this stuff's really going to come back. And then, because if you watch TV, they're right on top of one another.
Well, Tracy Kinsler from the health department's going to be on tomorrow, and I haven't talked to her since they decided to open all these places back up, and I'm interested to talk to her tomorrow, because, you know, how in the world does the zoo and Cedar Point and Zumbezi Bay, how do they police, and how is it for people to take their kids there if this disease really is as contagious and as prevalent as people say it is? There's no way, and I would think it'd be more difficult for a kid under the age of 15 to wear a mask all day in 85 and 90 degree weather. What if you have asthma? What if you have a breathing issue? I think this is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun either way there, I'll tell you. They got their hands full. I mean, the liability, boy, I'll tell you, yeah. You're going to be liable, I guarantee you that.
And it's going to be something, right?
Yeah, it'd be interesting just to go down there and watch and, you know, stay from afar, but just to watch and see how that all unfolds.
How it's all going to shake out. Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. 50 minutes past the hour. Do you have an opinion on any of this? About 10 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Remember, if you'd like to call in and the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. But currently, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. How do you think all this is going to shake out as we head toward the reopening of the zoo, we head toward the reopening of the amusement parks, we head toward the reopening of the water parks, social clubs, all kinds of things? I don't know. You know, it just shocked me when I saw this gentleman who had the mask on, who was wearing the mask when it was cooler and there was no problem at all. But once the heat started to rise, and this person wasn't even doing anything strenuous, just got hot, had the mask on, the mask is a little, makes it a little more difficult to breathe, and passed out. I don't know. I just don't know how this will all shake out. Well, if you have an opinion on that or anything else, feel free to give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. And again, don't forget the 6-year anniversary party, WWGH at 6 years, Wednesday, 7:10 to 9 p.m. right here on this station. You won't want to miss that. For love nor money, the whole group will be here on Wednesday night and having a tremendous time. Now, the only thing that I have not... Oh, and I did, like I said, I didn't make it to the drive-in. So hopefully that will be on my agenda. Maybe this weekend. I hear this weekend's supposed to be fairly nice. This weekend or next weekend, I'd love to go to a drive-in. I didn't make it last weekend because of the extended fishing trip. But maybe now the drive-in will be the spot. Or maybe I could go, because now that I have the fishing license, I feel like I should go more often. I could do the fishing trip, but now be a little more judicious on time. You know, really start to pay attention to the time frame, which obviously I had a problem doing on Saturday. But yesterday, again, was a great day as well. Going over into the Kirkpatrick area. You know, I had some relatives who lived over in the Kirkpatrick area, and I had not been over there. The relatives I had who lived there probably moved away 20 years ago. And to go down that little stretch in Kirkpatrick was so interesting because it has almost not changed at all in 20 years. You know, they still have that graveyard over in Kirkpatrick that I don't think anybody's been buried in for 100 years. And they still have, well, it used to be a little store, tiny little store. I don't think it's a store anymore. I think they've finally converted it all to a house. I know at one point there was an apartment above it. And then there's a few houses there. And then there's a church over there in Kirkpatrick that I know used to be a food bank that a lot of people would visit. Now, I don't know if they're still doing the food bank over there in Kirkpatrick. Does anybody have any information on the little area that is known as Kirkpatrick? That cemetery, now I don't think you can still be buried there. Matter of fact, I don't even know if anybody has the records on who's buried in that Kirkpatrick cemetery, because it's been like, you know, stones turned over and so on and so forth for so many years. Does anybody know anything about the Kirkpatrick cemetery or the church over there? Does it still do the food bank thing? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it was fun to be back over in the Kirkpatrick area yesterday. And it was also, you know, last night, I will say this. The stores were not very busy. When I finally got back to Marion yesterday, must have been about, what time was it? Probably 4 or 5 o'clock. When I finally got back to Marion yesterday, it was kind of a, it was such a beautiful night. Maybe everybody was outside cooking out or doing something of that nature, but it was such a beautiful night in Marion last night, and I'm sure all the surrounding areas, but hardly anybody at the stores. When I went to the stores to get the food and do what I was doing last night, you could not have beaten the weather. And I hear it's supposed to be in the 90s tomorrow. So we continue on with this interesting weather trend that we're on. But it is June, even though we're 13 days away from the first day of summer. That's the way it goes. We're down to the final five here, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind that you would like to bring up, again, don't forget, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes on right after this show, 10:10 to 11 a.m. this morning. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m., right here on WWGH Today. And also, don't forget, we are rerunning the Charlie Evers repeats now every day, 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 p.m., every single day here on WWGH Radio. And that is a great thing to have going on. All right. Let's see, we've got 4 minutes left in the program. Okay, Friday, as we were going off the air, you know, I got into the big discussion again about marriage and proposals and so on and so forth. And here's the discussion I don't understand about marriage and proposals. Why does a proposal have to mean marriage? I think it can lead toward marriage. I think that's the idea, is that you'll eventually get to marriage. But how many proposals do you think end without a marriage happening? I bet quite a few. So I guess what I was trying to say on Friday was that a proposal does not necessarily mean a marriage. Now, I'm not saying that you should get proposed, do a proposal with the idea that you're not going to get married. I'm just saying there are a lot of things that can happen between the time of the proposal and the time of the wedding that would make the wedding not happen. I think that's why we have long engagements. I think that's where that comes from. So that's all I was saying on Friday. It's not a bad point of view on marriage, although I don't think I want to be married. It's just that. But you know what? Also during the proposal, I guess that could go the other way. The person could grow on you. And you could say, oh yeah, this is somebody who I actually do want to live with for the rest of my life. So you have that. It could go one of two ways. So you always got to be aware of the choices that are on the table. 58 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Anybody have anything to say in our final 2 minutes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, you know, my whole idea about proposals was I thought that in the 80-year broadcast history of Marion, coming on the air and doing a proposal would be unique because I don't think it's ever been done before. And it would be a learning experience. It would be an educational experience because I could update you as to what is happening with that particular proposal. And if it does lead to marriage, well, good. But if it doesn't, you know, that's the way life goes sometimes. I don't know. It's kind of like Facebook. You know, when I look at people's Facebook who are engaged or married or whatever, when they start telling me all the time on Facebook how happy they are, that's when I start thinking, uh-oh, there's something going on there. That's not going to end very well, because it's just not logical to tell people how happy you are all the time out of the blue. Like, you would not walk up to somebody. Now, if somebody asks you, they say, how are you? Well, yeah, you can say you're happy. Things are going well. But it would be odd if you just walked up to somebody and said, wow, look how happy we are. Look how great we are. And to me, that's how Facebook comes off sometimes. I don't know. That's why I never mention names. Never mention names. Never tell you who I'm with. Never tell you where I'm going. And half the time, don't even tell you what I did. Because I think that's the curse. I think that's a good way to wreck things. Because then I think people get involved in a very strange way. Well, we're almost done on this Monday morning. It's been a lot of fun this morning. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation. Hope you stay tuned for Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4, Mike Wilson Show at 5, and I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but I wasn't even sure I heard it.